Are you a step parent? You're trying to figure it out. You've got to manage at home. You've got to rock at work. Well, this is the place. Welcome to the Second Dad Boss Show. This is Brian Rice. I'm glad you're here. I'd like you to join me on this journey as I go through navigating life, being a step parent, starting and running my own seven-figure business, and basically just cutting through the bull to help you live life your way. Hey everybody, Brian again here. Thanks for joining. So it's Tools Week again here, right? So we're talking about some of the different things that are helpful as you're charging out on your journey. It doesn't matter if you're in the office, you're doing it at home. You know, talked about Facebook, talking about podcasting, Anchor FM. I mean, let me tell you, Anchor FM, I've been having conversations with 8 and 7 year olds and they get it. The click of the button ease of what they're doing, they're right there and getting ready to run. But today I want to focus on something else. And it's one of those things where I've always thought of myself as a tech savvy person. I've always thought I could do most things that I need to do, right? Well, have you ever checked out the prices on what it costs to have somebody develop your covers for an ebook, your even a podcast cover, right? Or you want to organize and develop a social media post with a cool background or a picture overlay or something else. And it's expensive, right? It's bloody flipping expensive. And when you're starting out or you're wanting to transition into a new direction, right? Those are expenses maybe you don't necessarily want to put up front. I mean, don't get me wrong, like at some point here, you bring somebody on board and let them run with it, right? Let their creativity go. But right out of the gates, or even if you're talking with your kids and you're having them develop things, like you want them to learn all the different ways of doing business and the different types of activities it takes to actually support something. It's more than just flipping out your phone or looking at a screen or talking to somebody and going, hey, did you see that cool post or that picture that really told an amazing story? So I came across here not too long ago, Canva, C-A-N-V-A. And Canva is this software that's available, and it's free to start with. And you go in there and literally you can build just about anything. And you know, an old clod like myself, I can do just about anything literally in minutes. And it doesn't matter, you know, if you want to build a print or you want a template of an animated social post or build a book cover, you want the different dimensions of whether it's YouTube channel art or LinkedIn banner art or the really most appropriate size for your podcast page, right? All the templates are in there, and then you can even adjust them too if you want to make things work different ways. You can also do other things like build an infographic. Like I was sitting there, I was thinking about Second Dad Bosses, right? You guys are out there, and you know, when we started in this, we all started, right? The collective, the gigantic you and I, the we started in this. You start looking at things and you think, man, how do I figure out what's going on in terms of like how are other people tackling other issues? Are there other step dads out there? Like, I know you're there, right? You run into kids all the time. They got to have parents. And I came across, I think it was the Step Family Foundation, and they had some incredible statistics, right? And they listed them all out in bullet point. And I was thinking, man, wouldn't that be cool to have that in an infographic that you could point in? I mean, sure enough, on Canva, there's templates to build an infographic. And so 15 minutes, I built this infographic. And, you know, obviously you credit the sources where you do things, but the creativity or the option for creativity is there. And then at the same time, like in another 5 minutes, designed a t-shirt, built a business card for a friend. I mean, you can do just about anything. And so one of the things that I found though, is you can actually sync it up in a lot of ways so you can repurpose content, because a lot of times, right, that's the challenge. You spend all this work creating a LinkedIn banner for your profile, let's say, but then you go to the YouTube channel art and you find out that maybe just the most central part of your LinkedIn banner is what'll show up on your YouTube channel. And so fortunately, working through Canva, I was able to find some of these different sizes and things. And so you can almost build your social media kit or your brand kit in a lot of ways, where you have all these things pop up and it's super accessible, right? You can download it on your phone and operate it that way. You can even design it on your phone as well. And some of the other things, you know, if you're working off a desktop or laptop, really simple, and you can operate across all the different platforms you have. There's even an option that I found where you can actually post directly from. So if you build, let's say you create your Instagram posts that you want, and then you have Twitter posts that you want to go in your feed, then you have a Facebook post, you have something else, you can literally build it in Canva and post it right from there. It's really that simple. And then the fact that it's web or mobile enabled is even better. It's been really slick to do it. So, you know, it's one of the things, there's so many tools that are out there. You literally could spend all day, every day, researching everything, testing them out, trying different ones, paying for some, not paying for others, and seeing what's there. And quite frankly, for all the positives that Canva has, it overcomes any of the negatives. Like, you're not going to have the same photo editing, you know, in-depth capability that you would, let's say, in Photoshop. But you're not going to pay hundreds of dollars to do that either. And I have yet to find an issue dealing with a photo that I can't tackle in any other desktop product, or just take care of it here in Canva. I mean, it's really that slick. And that's not to say, I mean, Photoshop is great. It's phenomenal. And it works for a lot of people. But in terms of all around encompassing, like, usually I say if you get 80%, right, like the 80-20 rule, like everything's an 80% solution, there's 20% of something that you may not get. I mean, I might even say Canva's like 85, maybe 90. That's pushing it, right? That's pretty darn good. But I'll give it the plus 80% solution. It gets done just about everything you want to get done. So hope this was helpful. Till we talk again, my friends, have fun, stay safe. We'll chat with you soon.